Harper Audio presents Weekends at Bellevue by Julie Holland, M.D. Read by Julie Holland. Copyright 2009 by Julie Holland. Production copyright 2009 by HarperCollins Publishers. Note to the listener. There was a particularly dramatic 9-year period in my life when I was working in the psychiatric emergency room at Bellevue Hospital, surrounded by other doctors, nurses, hospital personnel, and insanity. Though I have done my best to portray this time in writing, it is impossible to do Bellevue justice, and I knew that from the start. Everything you will hear in this audiobook actually happened, but the Bellevue experience is unique and cannot adequately be captured by any one person's interpretation. My mind's eye's version of the events will, of course, differ from someone else's. Due to the sensitive nature of the circumstances, I have changed some of the identifying details to protect people's privacy, and I have changed the names of all of my colleagues and patients, except for those who have appeared in the news. Also, the chronology of some events may have been condensed, dragged out, or rearranged, but if I make a point of saying how busy it was on a given night, then I have not inflated the numbers, and if I mention what a coincidence it was that two things happened simultaneously, then they did. The dialogue in Weekends at Bellevue was often transcribed virtually word for word from notes I wrote when I got home, which I did to help exorcise the demons of the previous 2 days at work. When I didn't have the benefit of working from detailed notes, I tried to preserve the gist of what was said, but cannot claim to have reconstructed every conversation verbatim. For simplicity's sake, I have tended to use he instead of he or she for third-person references that are not specific. Please forgive this. It just makes for easier listening. I want to thank every single patient, doctor, nurse, social worker, hospital police officer, New York City cop, ambulance driver, and federal agent with whom I ever came into contact during my 9 years at Bellevue. If you have ended up in this audiobook, please do not take offense. I never meant to betray your confidences, only to enlighten others with educational or entertaining stories. And we had some laughs, didn't we? I have learned so much from my patients over the years. The purpose of this audiobook, above all, is to share what I have learned, in the hopes that it may help people to understand some of what I feel is the human condition in psychiatric medicine. I am deeply grateful to all whose lives were shared with me and who will now help in the process of educating others. One thing needs to be explicitly clear. This is a skewed sampling of patients. Inevitably, the people whom I've chosen to write about were more colorful, dramatic, provocative, or violent than the average Bellevue patient. The vast majority of people living with psychiatric symptoms are scattered among us, are us, the walking wounded, and do not tend toward violence or addiction. But when I came home Monday mornings and wrote down my recollections of the events of the preceding weekend, it was not to tell the tales of the garden variety depressed or anxious patients. They, like the more seriously ill patients, deserve our tender ministrations. But I knew they wouldn't be as interesting to read about. Bellevue is a great hospital that does great work, and I am proud to have been a part of this noble institution. Mother Nature's Son. On a warm day in early spring, two New York City cops and two EMS workers roll a gurney down the hallway, escorting a man to the entrance of Bellevue's psychiatric emergency room, where I work. Lying on the stretcher underneath a white sheet, with a head of dirty blonde hair beaded and dreadlocked, he is naked, sunburned, and screaming. I walk out to greet my new patient as the drivers hand me his paperwork to sign. "What'd you bring me?" I ask eagerly. I can see he's a live one. I love the live ones.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?